Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 21st of August. The US Federal Reserve meeting minutes, published yesterday, did not really contain any surprises. The fact that a majority saw inflation risks as being greater than employment risks is simply consistent with the decision that was taken, and with the general state of things, as first and second round effects from trade taxes start to emerge. Of more concern is what appears to be a renewed attack on the independence of the Fed, with US President Trump calling for a Democrat-appointed governor to resign. Regardless of the circumstances of this specific case, Trump's social media postings, in conjunction with other comments around the Fed, give the appearance of wishing to reduce its independence. A fiat currency system depends on trust. The word even appears, somewhat controversially, on US dollar bills. Spin is therefore something that does matter a great deal. With the independence of the central bank and the independence of economic data in the United States both causing the economics profession some concern, the role of the dollar as a reserve currency is becoming increasingly vulnerable. We get the release of US jobless claims data today, which give an incomplete picture of the labour market, but one that will still attract attention. The US corporate narrative of not hiring, not firing, suggests that continuing claims are likely to increase. Someone unfortunate enough to lose their job will take longer to find a new one. New entrants to the labour force will also take longer to find work, but they will not appear in claims data. There is the dull background noise of business sentiment opinion polls from the glittering wonder that is the euro and the United States today. There is a risk that if people lose faith in the independence of official statistics, they will turn to things like sentiment surveys instead. However, in the absence of definitive data on what is actually happening in the economy, it becomes increasingly difficult to judge whether such surveys are accurate or not. In that case, some investors may start to take sentiment polls at face value and assume that people answer the questions accurately and that the data measures what it claims to measure. That would be a grave error. Just because something is labelled new orders or employment intention, there's no guarantee that the survey response actually reflects the reality. Fiscal policy remains a focus in the UK, although the fact that the UK has been, by some margin, the fastest growing G7 economy year to date does help mitigate some funding concerns. July public sector borrowing data showed slightly less borrowing than had been expected, with tax receipts growing quite firmly. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.